And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, high above Glenn County Stadium, live from Brunswick, Georgia, as our Longtime Vikings lead the Pirates of Brunswick 21-8. We are at halftime as we just finished listening to the Longtime Georgia Bridgemen. And what a great show they put on here for the crowd at Brunswick. And they show their appreciation. We'll see their band head out here in just a moment. The Vikings have played extremely well here in this first half. They lead 21-8. They gave up a 46-yard touchdown run on a quarterback option read. Then they gave up the two-point conversion. And that really, in a nutshell, is about the most. We're going to go over to Taylor in just a minute and talk about the stats.
Yeah, the one thing that that hurt us last week was that quarterback read. You know, around the edge and up the middle.
Yep.
That's how they scored on us right there with the 46-yard quarterback read. He decided not to give it to the running back, went straight up the gut for 46 yards, and that's really been the highlight of their night tonight. They were able to get into our territory a little bit, but were stalled by some fourth down. You know, I guess they don't have a field goal kicker. You saw in that kickoff, it wasn't a real good kickoff, so maybe they're going to have to go for anything until they get maybe inside the 20 or the 15-yard line. But looking at our pay cheating and error first down stat reports, through the first half, Vikings have got 14 first downs. Brunswick has 8. Vikings have rushed the ball 23 times for 178 yards. Brunswick has rushed the ball 19 times for 86 yards. Passing tonight, Brunswick is 8 of 16 for 105. No interceptions. The Vikings are 3 of 4 for 84 yards. Total plays thus far, the Vikings have run 27 total plays for 262 yards. The Pirates have run 35 plays for 191 yards. Brunswick is averaging 5.5 yards per play. Vikings are averaging 9.7 yards per play. Brunswick has not fumbled tonight. We have fumbled once and lost it. Penalties tonight, the Vikings have not been penalized through one half a play. Brunswick has been penalized twice for 20 yards. I have to say that's the one thing in the first half. The one 15-yard penalty was all there really was. The officials are letting these guys play. Punting tonight, Brunswick has punted 5 times for 35.6 yard average. Vikings have punted twice for 40.5 yard average. Brunswick has no punt returns. Vikings have 45 yards on punt returns. Let's see here. Time of possession. Vikings have had the ball for 11 minutes and 17 seconds. Brunswick has had the ball for 12 minutes and 34 seconds. Third down conversions, like you said during the game, Bill, we were 1 of 3 on third down conversions. Brunswick is 1 of 8. Vikings are 0 for 0 on fourth down conversions. Brunswick is 1 of 2 on fourth down conversions. We've had 2 sacks tonight for 3-yard loss. Brunswick has not sacked our quarterback yet tonight, although it was pretty close on that pass to Christian Parker. He was able to get it away with a guy in his face, and what a great catch by Parker. You know, a lot of these Viking fans have been screaming, let's get it to the tight end, let's get it to the tight end. The play action on, I think it was second or third down,
yeah,
second down there maybe, and he rolled out, hit the tight end, got us to the 1-yard line. It was a great job. Leading rushers through one half of play for the Vikings, Brandon Roberts has got 60 yards. Of course, he had the long 55-yard touchdown run. Anthony Robinson has got 34 yards, and Jerome Daniels has got 36 yards tonight. Leading receivers tonight, Malik Roberts, 65 yards total receiving. Of course, 56 of that came on one pass. And Christian Parker, we were just talking about the 19-yard completion. Vikings do lead through one half a play, 21-8. That is your Page Heating and Air stat report.
Thank you, Taylor, and it just kind of back maybe in the groove now. That's a good game, a good half, but as my friend Wes James always says, that the least important thing is the score at halftime, so we'll talk a little bit about that as we get ready for second half. What do you got for us, Stubbs?
I'm just going to update some scores around the region.
Go ahead.
Camden County leads Coffey 7-0 at halftime. Colquitt and Tift are in a nail-biter at 10-7 at halftime. And for the Braves fans out there, the Braves are leading 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh, and Jason Hayward just hit a 2-run single.
Well, I was getting a little concerned about those Braves.
Yeah, after last night, you know, that was a tough ball game for the Braves. Come back to lead this game, hopefully come out with a win. But when I'm looking at those scores, I see a lot of balance around the region, Bill. Not really any blowouts going on. You know, Camden 7-0 and Colquitt 10-7. I think Tiff might be one of the most improved teams thus far in the region.
Well, I think one of the things the Atlanta Journal or somebody is ranking those teams that are the most improved. Tift County's at the number one spot.
Absolutely. They, you know, coming out on second year under Coach John Reed, you know, we can't overlook Tift. I don't think you can overlook this Brunswick Pirate team. Corey Dixon is a quarterback now. He's got the ability to roll out for the Brunswick team. Got the ability to roll out. And he's got four or five guys that can catch the ball. Let's look passing who's receivers. Got one reception for number one for 13 yards. Three receptions for number two, which is A.J. Jackson. He's got 28 yards. And number 10 for the Pirates, Desmond Bales, got 64 yards. He got 105 total yards of reception.
Well, that one for him was that one big play down here, about 40-some-odd yards.
The first play of the game, they did the double reverse pass.
Yep.
And I got to say, I don't want to call the kid out, but Brandon Roberts bit on the reverse
pretty bad.
And he got behind him first play of the game, the reverse. And that may be why they wanted the ball, Bill.
Yeah.
They called for the ball.
They
wanted it. They said, hey, we're going to run a little trickery. And they did. They were able to complete a big bomb for the opening play of the game.
Yeah, and really the receiver really trips on himself as he's reaching forward to make the catch. Otherwise, he was so wide open, if he'd caught it in stride, it would have been six.
Bill, I said it in our non-region schedule. My key word for the year has been balance. I keep saying I think the Viking fans have been screaming, balance, balance, balance. Let's do some play action on first down. Let's pass the ball on second down. Let's do some things that we're not expecting. Tonight, we've done that. We were in our own end zone running play action.
Yep.
You know, Moultrie did that to us last week. They ran a play action from their one-yard line, basically, on second down. We did that tonight. Austin Dixon was just not able to get the pass away, but we're starting to do a little play action to the up-back. Running deep, throwing some intermediate routes, too.
And one of the things I'm seeing is when we're spreading that line out, we're running from it, and we've got really good lanes on the toss sweep and really the counter. We can run the counter by spreading out, and you're able to force those cornerbacks to get out of the box.
Absolutely. The counter has been very effective for us tonight. We've been able to get the edge pretty well tonight. You know, that was one of our things we talked about before the game was, were we going to have the ability to get the edge? We've been able to do that tonight. Total rushing, like I said earlier, was 178 yards on 23 attempts. You know, we're running the ball pretty well. We got 84 yards passing, so a little bit of balance going on tonight for the Vikings. Again, Vikings are leading 21-8 if you are tuning in. Pirates scored on a big draw play by Corey Dixon, 46 yards. And that's been about the highlight of their offensive play tonight.
Yeah, you were talking about the rushes tonight. Brandon Roberts has got two carries for 60 yards. And then you got Jerome Daniels. He's got five carries for 36 yards. We don't have a feature back. Never have had a feature back, probably since Lynn Williams, Darriott Perry, some of those. And even they were great team players, and they didn't have to have the ball 20-some-odd times a game. But what we're seeing now from these running backs, it is running back by committee, and they have got, and they're not just because they're not good running backs, but because they are that good, and they're able to spread it out and keep fresh legs on the field.
Absolutely, Bill. Number 34, Anthony Robinson. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 165-pounder. He's really come into this game, this offensive scheme the last couple of games, and really started to shine. I think he might be one of our up and coming running backs that we're going to give the ball to a lot. Arvin Berry, you know, the number 20 running back, fullback position. Just you're right. We absolutely spread the ball out when it comes to running. You know, we're not going to have that guy that's going to have 150 plus yards rushing tonight. We're going to get the ball to a bunch of different guys. And again, you know, second game for Austin Dixon in region play, starting to get a little comfort amongst him. You know, a lot of pressure was put on him last week from that Colquitt front. We've been able to stop that pressure, I think, and give us a little bit of time to throw the ball.
Well, I think, too, and we've heard a lot in the last week about clock management, getting the ball moving out. We had 2 seconds left here in the half, and we couldn't get the snap off. Granted, there was 2 seconds. You're not going to get that, but what I'm beginning to see in Austin is that he's beginning to read the plays from the sideline a little bit faster, and as he gets more comfortable, we're saying, oh, coach, you got to get the play in faster. You got a sophomore quarterback. Get it right. Get the play in there. Let him get it and get it right. If it means it takes an extra few seconds, I understand that. As he gets more comfortable, we may see this no-huddle offense go faster and faster, but it's going to take the quarterback fully understanding his role.
Well, but, you know, clock management used to be a big hindrance of the Vikings several years ago. I think with the installation of the play clock on the field, it's forcing everybody across high school football to run an up-paced offense. Even if you're a run-dominant team,
We don't run the plays in from the sidelines like we used to do. Every play is signaled in. Now you got to have a quarterback that can decipher that information. Austin Dixon, very smart kid. He's able to get it in. So, you know, we've had some delay games, Bill, but we've not had as many as we have in years past. So you're absolutely right. I think we got us a little field general in Austin Dixon. He's able to see the sidelines, get it in, and get the offensive play going. Offensive line's opened up some great holes tonight, Bill.
Yeah. We got to remember, a lot of these young men are only 15 years old, and they're out there under the pressure cooker that they're in. I tell you what, I see the clock ticking down inside of a minute. There'll be a three-minute reset for warm-up. With that, we're going to take a two-minute break. You've been listening to the Valdosta Insurance Halftime Show right here live from Glenn County Stadium. We'll be back after this two-minute break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Glenn County Stadium. Here in Brunswick, Georgia, Vikings lead the Pirates 21-8. Vikings will get the football to start the second half. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, TBT time, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, and of course down on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. And I don't know about you folks, but I am ready for some second half football. I'm ready to see what kind of maybe adjustments we have made defensively to stop that quarterback draw that they like to run and those little flare passes underneath, Phil.
Well, I think that we have made some changes. I mean, you think what Colquitt did to us last week. Yes, Brunswick tonight burned us for 46 yards. They've had a couple other small ones, but for the most part, we've done our job, stayed home in the middle, and it's the middle read. It's not that outside read. It's as Coach said at the coach's show and on the Monday night touchdown club meeting, it's that middle quarterback zone read, and that's where they were burning us, right up the middle, and that's where this play was too. But I do think that the adjustments are being made, and Taylor and I just talked about the fact this is a really young team. We've got some good seniors, don't get me wrong, some great leaders in Trey Jackson, Arvin Berry, some of these guys, just tremendous leaders. But for the most part, we're talking about 15-year-olds. Yep. Maybe an occasional 16-year-old in here. And understanding and responding to coaching, there's new coaches, new positions with coaches. Kids learning to understand what coach means when he says this or that. We've been very fortunate over the years. You think about Coach Johnson on the defensive line, what, 30-plus, maybe 40 years that he coached there. Randy Hill from years past, I mean, how long was he here? There's a lot of things that go into the psyche of a young player and what goes on with their coaching staff. So I think they're still learning, and I think that this is a team that's going to evolve and get better as the year goes on. A win will help. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If they can come out of here tonight with a good, solid win, get ready for next week, that's going to go a long way towards getting this player ready, getting this team ready to go.
You're right, Bill Osborne. We're about ready to kick this thing off. And the Vikings will receive the kickoff to start the second half. And I was really pleased to know that Taylor Biddle listens to me sometimes. He actually listens to what I say. And
that's one of the things that has stuck with me, Wes. Who cares about what the score is at halftime? It's about that first possession of the second half to start the tone of the game.
That usually, you're right, it usually sets the tone for the rest of the ball game. And back deep to receive is Brandon Roberts. Alex, looks like Alex Brown and Anthony Robinson on the near side. Vikings will receive in the south end zone. We'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. There's a kick. It hits. Robinson takes it at the 19. He's up to the 20, the 25, and that's where he'll, far as he'll go, right there. The Brunswick Pirates did exactly what they wanted to do. They didn't want a big return, so we'll take over first and 10 from our 25-yard line as we start the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-8. Bill, we need to take this ball, a sustained drive. Let's go downfield, put 7 in the end zone.
You're exactly right. I mean, I think this is a time. We don't need a 55-yard touchdown run. We don't need a 56-yard touchdown pass. I would like to see a good time-consuming 6-7-minute drive, just old-school, tough-nosed football right here on this drive.
Absolutely.
Now, I would turn away a 55-yard touchdown, don't get me wrong.
Austin Roberts brings a tight end to the press box side of the field. That's the Brunswick side. again facing a five-man front, two linebackers, two corners up tight. We give it to Anthony Robinson around the right side. He gets to the corner, across the 30, the 35, the 40. Look at him turn at the 50, and he's into Brunswick territory down at the 49-yard line. And there is a flag.
Getting for a horse collar, Wes.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. If that's a horse collar, they're going to tack on 15 more from there. Anthony Robinson, the sophomore running back, he starts us off with a bang, a 25-yard run. And the official steps out. Let's see what he's going to mark it. It is a horse collar. And they'll add 15 on to it, Bill. That'll trot it down to the 35-yard line. So our Vikings quickly into Brunswick territory. One play and a penalty. And we're down at the 35. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Anthony Robinson, Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels in the backfield. Robinson to our side. Jerome Daniels to the Vikings, to the Visser side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. That five-man Pirate defense. Corners up tight. Linebackers have dropped off just a tad. Dixon slides under center. Brings Jerome Daniels in motion towards us. He gives it to Berry, the big fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he will actually lose maybe half a yard. 11:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-8. He'll actually lose 2 yards. It'll be second and, we'll give him a yard. Second and 11 now. Back at the 36-yard line. Nathan Brantley in at fullback. Tied in to the press box side of the field. Dixon slides under center. Barks out signals. Puts Anthony Robinson in motion again. Off the corner he goes. Runs right into a Viking defender. A Brunswick defender as he crosses a 35 down to about the 32-yard line. 10:50 to go here in the third quarter. It will be third and about six. We've got to get down to the 26-yard line. We're about the, those third and seven, and we're about the 32-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Come on, you mighty, 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 mighty Vikings. Let's go. Dixon barks out signals. Ready for the snap. Puts Alex Brown in motion. Gives it to Daniels on the carry around one side, two. Gets to the outside. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15. They run him out. They haul him down about the 11-yard line. Jerome Daniels just takes that pumpkin, starts inside, bounces back out, and just rolls downfield for a 21-yard gain down to the Pirate 14-yard line. Boy, these Vikings have come out swinging battle axes. They're ready to go to war here tonight.
Yeah, Daniels, he made that little hesitation step, as you said, to go inside, then cut it back outside. Just kind of, the defender stopped in his tracks. He was able to find the corner.
9:58 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-8. Ball on the near hash mark. Berry at fullback. We bring Daniels in motion towards us. Give it to him again. Gets hit behind the line. No, that's Alex Brown, I think it is. Alex Brown inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. That'll keep the ball on the press box side of the field as the clock rolls down to 9:35 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 21-8. We can get to the 3-yard line for a first down. So it is possible to get a first down without a touchdown. Anthony Robinson at the wing back on our side. Jerome Daniels, no, that's Alex Brown far side. Arvin Berry at fullback. We are in that Eagle offense. Double tied in now. They've got seven up on the line of scrimmage. Dixon slides under center. Puts Robinson in motion. Play action, rolls right, looks, throws to the end zone. And there's a flag down.
There's a flag. Let's see what happened.
It was an incomplete pass. Defender closed quickly, but let's see. There's a flag down on the far side of the field.
A good throw by Austin Dixon as he came over two defenders. Tried to drop it in there.
Guys, I think they're going to get it for an lineman downfield.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Ineligible downfield.
We had two, actually, down there inside the five. So.
Well, the good thing, if it's going to happen, it's only a 5-yard penalty. It's not a loss of down where it used to be. So we're standing at the 8-yard line. They may take it back out to the 14.
Yeah, very close to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be probably second and 11.
That's what you got, Bill, second and 11.
Seven yards.
Ball still on their hash mark. 8:55 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 21-8. Trying to put some more points on the board right here. Eight-man front for the Pirates. We got a man in motion, and we give it to, it looks like Alex Brown, he'll get to the 15, no more.
That is number 21, Alex Brown.
And we'll actually lose 2 yards, Bill, so that's going to be third, and third and about 12. Jerome Daniels comes in. So a penalty stymies us. Christian Parker lines up at one tight end on the far side of the field.
The other tight end, number 81, Gabe Neighbors.
And we'll take a, we've got a timeout. No, we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, the Vikings going to take a timeout. Third down in about 12 or 13 here. A situation you want to get to the sideline. You don't want to turn the ball over here. You've got an opportunity for Nick Hart to get out there and make you a field goal if you can't get into the end zone. Or, as you said, we can get to the 3-yard line, get a first down, get a fresh set of downs. Third down conversions, we are 2 of 4. We need one. We need a conversion right here, Wes. If we can get this one, this would go a long way. As we talked about, we wanted to see that long drive. We're down to 8 minutes and 19 seconds. We're seeing that time come off the clock, but we got to see the fruits of it. We need to get it in the end zone, get 6. If we have to, take that opportunity and maybe get 3, but ideally you want to get 6 in there.
Absolutely, you sure do. That sure would be nice. 8:19 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-8. It's going to be third and about 12. We can get to the. We need to get down to about the 3-yard line, just over the 3-yard line. Look at here. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Malik Roberts. Dixon in the shotgun. Keeps Jerome Daniels here with him, and they've got a 4-man front, and they're spreading it out. They're going to come hard off this near side corner. There they come. Dixon rolls away from it. Looking, throws to the end zone, off the fingertips of number 5, Sonika Fuller. Off his fingertips at the goal line. So that'll make it fourth down. Stomps the clock at 8:14 to go here in the third. And Nick Hart will trot on to attempt. Bill, looks to be about a 32, 33-yard field goal.
Yeah, it was a good throw by Austin Dixon. Right there, right where you had to throw it, Sonika Fuller had his hands on it. Should have made the catch. I would like to have seen a Malik Roberts in that spot, though.
And John Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt a 32-yard field goal. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's got the distance. It is good. 8:11 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 24-8. And we extended that lead. And that's just what we need to do. Go down and get some points. We'd love to have 7, but I'll take 3.
Guys, I want to mention a few names here. I talked about them a little bit in the first half, but they've been very vocal on the sidelines, and that drive was a great drive for us coming out. Even though we only got 3 points, they did a great job. But our offensive line has played very well tonight. Starting offensive line, number 52, Dwayne Hart, number 55, Dashawn Sims, number 57, Brian Rowe, number 74, Tariq Adams. And I missed one, number 62, Curtis Hargrett. They played very, very well tonight. And before the second half, they came out and said, y'all, we need to dominate the second half. This is all on us. And they did a great job just then, so we just want to give them some credit.
Thank you, Marty. That equipment parts supply sideline update. We'll be going to TBT for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after Nick Hart puts his right foot into this football. Kick returners for the Pirates back at the 10 and the 5. Ball will set down on the near hash mark. Nick Hart approaches, kicks, short kick. That will be taken. Nope. Sails into the end zone for a touchback, and the Pirates will take over first and 10 at their 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, they went 8 plays, 60 yards, ran 3 minutes and 49 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 32-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Vikings lead the Brunswick Pirates 24-8 with 8 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
That was a dangerous play in that last one by the kick return. I'll tell you why in a moment.
They stack them three receivers right behind each other on the far side of the field. Dixon looks. Little bubble screen. Backward pass. They got a man wide open. They throw downfield. Catch made. Can we run him down before he gets to the end zone? No, we won't. Brunswick will score. It was a backwards pass. Threw it all the way. Had a receiver come from the near side all the way across the field. And they have scored. They've done it. Trick plays on us now twice.
Yeah, and it's come out the first play of the game. Their first play of the second half, they come out and make another trick play. And our Viking defense, as young as they are, have not caught on to those trick plays yet.
24-14, now they're going to go for two.
80-yard touchdown throw, Wes.
They will go for two. Dixon in the shotgun. Brings that big fullback back up beside him. They give a nope. Dixon keeps it looking. Tried to throw to the end zone. We're all over him. Nothing there. Throws it up, and we knock it down. 7:59 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 24-14. We'll take a 60-second break. We're back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. High and over end kick. It's going to be offside. Offsides against Brunswick. While they figure that out, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Brunswick Pirates. They only ran one play, 80-yard touchdown bomb to A.J. Jackson ran 11 seconds off the clock. Vikings lead 24-14 with 8 minutes to go in the ball game.
Gotcha.
Tongue-tied.
To explain to you, they stacked three receivers through a backward pass. It looked like it was going to be a bubble screen. And the guy just stopped and threw one downfield, had a receiver wide open. Perfect pass.
Yeah, got the safety to bite.
Yep.
All righty. They back them up 5 yards. They'll be kicking off from the 35. And now it's a little squib kick. And Anthony Robinson takes it at the 19. He's across the 20,
got a hole.
The 30. He cuts to the outside. He's at the 40. They got a beat on him. At the 50 into Brunswick territory. Still on his feet. They pull him down at the 46-yard line. Bill, he took it from our 19 to their 46.
Down to their 40.
To their 40.
It might be the 41 once they mark it, but a great return. A 39-yard return. 40-yard, I'm sorry.
40-yard return. It'll be 1st and 10 Vikings. The ball on the far hash mark. 7:49 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading by 10, 24-14. They'll set it down on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left.
Personal foul against the Brunswick Pirates there.
And that's 40. That'll take it down to the 25.
So a late pile on by a Brunswick player, and they get a personal foul.
And that'll take it down to the 25. 1st and 10 Vikings at the Brunswick 25-yard line, Bill. Dixon, ready to slide under center with double tight ends. As soon as the chains are set. Seven-man front. And we give it to the fullback right in the middle. Arvin Berry gets down, gets to the 20. He'll get 5-6. Hard-earned yards as it gets down to the 19-yard line. Clock now at 7:40 to go here in the third. And the Vikings leading by 10, 24-14. Ball still on the far side of the field. 2nd and 4. Looking at Arvin Berry, Anthony Robinson, Jerome Daniels are your backs in the backfield. Dixon getting the play from the sidelines. Play clock down to 15 seconds.
This time a long time of getting that play in.
Under 10 now as he slides under center. There goes the man in motion. That's Daniels. And a whistle blows. And what is it? What are they calling over the illegal procedure against our Vikings?
There were still 3 seconds on the play clock. It could be illegal procedure. That's what it's called.
Looking at penalties.
Lyons only one penalty so far. Now this will be the second penalty.
And I think Brunswick has 55 yards in penalties.
So Lyons now with 2 for 11 yards.
Okay, it'll be 2nd and 9 as the ball backs up to the 19-yard line. We've got to get to the 15 for a first down. Again, double tight ends for our Vikings. Seven-man front for the Pirates. Daniel, that's Anthony Robinson in motion. Pitches out as he comes left side. Gets a great block by Daniels. Cuts outside. Jukes one man, two as he crosses the 20. He will be close to the first down, Bill, as he goes down. Bill says he's going to be short by about
half a car battery. No, yeah, a car battery. Half a yard. I'll go with that. Thought you were going to say a 9-volt.
Nope, that's too short.
No, it's a good half yard. He needed to make the 15 for the first down. He is definitely short of the 15.
It's going to be third and a car battery. 6:18 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading by 10, 24-14. That has moved the ball to the press box side of the field, however. Again, Anthony Robinson in motion. He barks out signals. Nothing there. Steps back. Play clock. Got plenty of time on the play clock. Looks over. Gets the play. They're telling him what to do. He changes it at the line of scrimmage. Puts Anthony Robinson in motion. And he gives it to... I can't see who it is on the carry. That is Alex Brown. As Alex tiptoes down the sidelines, running out of bounds at the 5-yard line. First and goal, Vikings.
I tell you, with a third and short, a young player like that, he made that stutter step backwards. You hate to see a running back on third and one, third and less than one, make a step back. You're putting yourself at a disadvantage. But Alex Brown saw something, was able to get around the outside, and got great positive yards. But that's something he'll learn from.
They have brought Trey Jackson in, the fullback, the linebacker slash fullback, Jerome Daniels. Arvin Berry in the backfield. They set Trey up at wing back to the far side, off the tight end's hip. On the as he would be on the press box on the Visser side of the field. Dixon waiting on that snap. Gives it to Daniels around the right side. Looking for a hole. Cuts inside. Runs over 1-2. Pirates, he's close. They say
touchdown
Vikings.
What a great run by Daniels.
Had to wait and wait and wait a long time for the official to make that call. But he did. And our Vikings go up 30-14.
On that play, Brian Bell, number 32, the defensive end, had come in as a blocking tight end. What a great block he got off, sealed off this corner. They didn't come to this side, but that's great effort by your defensive end coming out there and playing as a blocking back.
Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. Belcher to hold, Culpepper to snap. Culpepper snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. Vikings lead 31-14 with 5:41 to go in the third. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, waiting on Nick Hart's kick. He puts the ball down on the near hash mark. High end over end kick, and they'll just watch it go into the end zone. Pirates will take over first and 10 from their 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, ran four plays, went 40 total yards, 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Off the clock, resulting in a 5-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead 31-14 with 5 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Jellyfish.
We're having a good time. You just do your thing over there. Corey Dixon, play action pass for the Pirates. Stops, throws downfield. Got a man wide open, catch made, and still on his feet. And Eric Clark will run him down at our 35-yard line.
We've got to get a handle on that outside run. I mean, by those wide receivers, they are getting wide open.
45-yard pass play from the Pirate quarterback Corey Dixon to his receivers. They move down to I-35. 45-yard pass play. 5:31 to go here in the third. Our Vikings leading 31-14. Ball on the near hash mark. Pirates going from left to right on your radio dial. Give it that big bruising fullback. He runs over. Ooh. I tell you what, that guy just runs over a lineman.
Yeah, Zach Copeland able to catch him from the side and drag him down.
It'll be second and 6.
And you watch. Now they're running the hurry up. Now they're to the line, but they've got the play now. They're ready to go.
Two receivers their side, two far side. Dixon, play action. Across the middle. Oh, one hand. No.
Yes, he got it.
Yes, one-handed catch down to the 13-yard line. Folks, I'm going to tell you what. He reached behind him. Pulled it down. Great, great catch by the wide receiver for the Pirates.
Watch. The Brunswick is on the line. They're ready.
Three receivers near side. Single receiver to the press box side. Three receivers to the Viking side of the field. They give it to that big fullback. He gets hit. He gets down to the 10-yard line. It'll be second and 8 from the 10. They can get down to about the 2. 4:45 to go third quarter. Vikings leading 31-14.
With that last pass play, another 19-yard pass play, But, again, Brunswick's on the line. They're not looking to the sideline. They have the play. They're ready to go.
Twins left, single receiver right. And the quarterback keeps on a quarterback draw. This time, he runs right into number 61. That is Zach Copeland. And he'll get absolutely nowhere there.
No gain on the play. It'll be third down and 8 from the 10.
It'll be third and, about 8. As the Pirates are headed from left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Corey Dixon, the Pirate quarterback, in the shotgun, standing at the 15. Rolls right, looks downfield, throws toward the end zone, and overthrows a receiver in the end zone. It'll be fourth down. You know they're going to roll the dice and go for it here, Bill.
Well, that seems to be the case. Another good route by the wide receiver. The pass a little high. Our cornerback had his back to it, could not get back to it. We got a timeout on the field.
Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Glenn County Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and down on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. It'll be fourth and about. They've got to get down just across the two. Ball is on the near hash mark. They'll set it down at the 10-yard line. Pirates going from left to right on your radio dial. 3:59 to go here in the third. Vikings are leading 31-14. This is a fourth down play. We need to stop them here, folks. We need to stop them here. Step up hard, you mighty, mighty Vikings. Step up hard. Here comes Dixon as he brings the Pirates out on the field. He sends twin receivers to the far side, twin receivers near side. That big fullback has a blocking back just as a wing back. Now he brings the man in motion toward the Viking side of the field. Gets it to that guy. Stops, looks, throws back to the quarterback, and he makes the catch, and he's going to be close to the first down, Bill.
Another trick play, and we got burnt again. I tell you, you've got to be aware on defense that these trick plays are out there. They got to measure. Let's see.
It's going to be close. We can't see.
This one's outside the box. I can see this one, and it looks like he's got it by the football, guys.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It's going to be awfully, awfully close.
Yeah, they on the it looked like a jet sweep. Running back comes over, takes the ball. The quarterback just takes off into that empty spot that he left, makes the throw right over the top. Not a defender there any place around. And he just falls, makes the catch, and it is a first down for the Brunswick Pirates.
If he doesn't fall down, he's in the end zone. So it's first and goal, Pirates down at the 2-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. They've got trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side. That big fullback just to the right of the Pirate quarterback. He's standing at the 8, takes a snap, runs right up the middle, and he runs right into that big stone wall Viking defense.
Yeah, there's number 10, Nathan Brantley, that I saw come up off the bottom of that pile along with several others.
Second goal as it gets down to the 1-yard line. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-14. Twins to the right, single receiver to the far side, going from left to right. Again, he's looking for a hole, pitches out to the back. We hit him, and he's down again at the half-yard line. Bill, it's going to be third and goal.
The quarterback took a huge hit. The helmet came off. He's down. He made a pitch and a late, late flag. I don't know what that is.
They called it on us.
Third goal from the one.
But it's a late personal foul flag, probably from the way it was thrown. The quarterback gets up. Now, he'll have to come out for a play. And that'll be number 14, their backup quarterback, Leo Tirkosis, I guess. Maybe is that who's coming in?
Now, Bill, personal foul on the Vikings.
Is that the initial call? You and I both believe that's what it is.
It'll be half the distance. Dead ball.
Unsportsmanlike
against the Vikings. And, Bill,
that'll give him first down.
Nope.
No, you're right. That is not an automatic first down any longer.
So the backup quarterback is in. He sends trip receiver to the far side, single receiver near side.
Sorry, it's number 8 is their backup quarterback.
So second and goal, replay the down. He rolls left, looking toward the end zone. Nothing there. There we come. We're chasing him. He turns. He's coming back. Oh, block in the back and nothing called. A block in the back
and nothing called. He's in for the touchdown. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
And you're right. With that much running around back there, linemen cannot contain that block for that long. Almost 100% of the time, you're going to find a block in the back. You were very adamant and animated. You saw it right there in front of you, and no call at all.
Touchdown for the Pirates. An obvious block in the back at the 15-yard line. I mean, they hit him in the back and knocked him down. No call. Drop back, looks, throws to the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. They make it 31-22. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back in the commercial banking press box, high above Glenn County Stadium. That ball, high end over end kick, taken by Anthony Robinson, about the 15, up to the 20, the 25, the 30. They pull him down at the 35-yard line. And those mark it at the 34, Bill. That's where we'll tuck over from there. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Brunswick Pirates went 10 plays, 80 yards, ran 2 minutes and 48 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 1-yard touchdown run by number 8, Tyree Morris Barber. Vikings lead 31-22 with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Well, Vikings and will take over at our own 34-yard line on the near hash mark. Anthony Robinson in at running back. Jerome Daniels, wing back, far side, tied into the Vikings side of the field. Dixon under center. Gives it to Robinson around the right side. He by one man, two cuts inside. They get him. We'll lose yardage back to the 30-yard line. We'll lose 4 yards. It'll be second and 14 from there. Bill, at least during the break, two folks from the Brunswick press box walked over and said, buddy, you're right. That was an obvious block in the back, just too obvious, and we're sorry that happened.
Second down now and about 12, maybe 13 for the Vikings now.
Arvin Berry at fullback. Anthony Robinson, sophomore running back on our side, on the press box side. Jerome Daniels to the far side. Five-man front, but, of course, they walk the corners up. It's like a 5-2. And they walk the corners up, and the linebackers are up tight. Robinson in motion, and we give it to Daniels on the counter. And look at the big guy bust across the 40, up to the 45. He's going to be close to the first down. Bill, I think he's got it.
Well, I mean, I thought he was at the 45. They're going to mark him just shy, but he only needed the 44 for the first down. That's going to be by at least the length of the football.
And if it is, you know what we have?
He's first
down. First down Vikings. We usually do it at least once a game, do it together.
All right. Not that one.
Not that one.
We messed that one up.
We did. First and 10, Vikings out to the 46-yard line. A minute 39 to go, third quarter. Brunswick has cut it to 9, 31-22. We bring Malik Roberts to the press box side of the field. Dixon, the man in motion. Oh, the ball's on the ground, and Alex Brown has to fall on it. We'll lose yardage, lose a couple of yards, back to about the 40, about the 42-yard line. And with that, it'll be second and about 12. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Minute 13 to go in the third. We lead by 9, 31-22 here in Brunswick, Georgia. Glenn County Stadium, home of the Brunswick Pirates. Nathan Brantley in at fullback. Eric Hart in at running back. He's on the wing back on the far side. Almost a six-man front now. Dixon waiting on the snap. Puts Robinson in motion. And they're going to call delay a game. Back it up 5 yards. They're going to back it up five. So instead of second and 12, it's going to be second and 17.
Again, a lot of time, Wes, as of course, if you've watched the Vikings or if you listen to us this year, there is no huddle. The huddle is happening on the line of scrimmage, but it still might as well be a huddle because everybody's turning and looking to the sideline, waiting on the play. Austin has to get the play. Then he goes and relays that to his lineman already in line, and it's just taking so long to get that play in.
What they're doing, guys, is they're looking how the defense is lined up, what holes the linemen are
exactly.
In.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Marty. You're exactly right.
For that equipment parts supply update. Robinson in motion toward our side of the field. Ball's on the ground. ball. It was a center fumble exchange. The center exchanges the quarterback. And they're digging in the pile to see what's going to happen.
Still Viking ball, but it's third down.
Third and 17 now.
The clock will start running now, 23, 24 seconds. They don't have to snap it in this quarter.
Hart comes out. Jerome Daniels comes in. There's 15 seconds left. And
yeah, they're going to just watch the clock.
I think Dix is going to let it watch. He's going to let it run down. We go to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading by 9, 31-22. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box in Brunswick, Georgia, high above Glenn County Stadium. We go to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 31-22. It's going to be third and 17. Vikings will now be going from left to right on your radio dial. We're going to set the ball down at our own 35. We have got to get to the Brunswick 45 for a first down. Malik Roberts comes near side. They're showing cover two on this side. The safety is slid out to take. Nope, they got the corner has backed up. The safety is easing over to give him a little help if he needs it. We bring a man in motion. Dixon rolls right, looking, steps up in the pocket. Got Malik Roberts way downfield, throws the ball up the air, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 32-yard line. Just underthrew him.
Yeah, not a good pass that time by Austin. He needed to throw it further to the sideline. It got away from him, sailed into the middle of the field. And you hate to say something's almost as good as a punt, but
In this case, it might be.
Very close, but the defense now has got to hold. We cannot let these receivers get open on the outside.
Three receivers to the press box side. Single receiver far side. Dixon back in the ball game now in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. Three down linemen. We've got a linebacker stand up. He keeps it. He rolls right. Looking downfield. Throws downfield. He had a man wide open at the 45 and overthrew him.
Yeah, I mean, we got to figure out who's missing that underneath guy. And it's just, he's getting open on the sideline. We got somebody covering the deep. We got somebody covering the short. It's what's happening in the middle.
It is second and 10. The ball at the 32-yard line of Brunswick. 11:48 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 31-22. Two receivers far side, two near side now. Play action. He looks, throws downfield, and the ball in and out of the hands of his receiver. That's a 44-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 11:42 and make it third. It'll go in the ball game and make it third and 10.
One of the things I am seeing now is the defensive line is starting to break through that offensive line. They're getting close to the quarterback. Now they've got to start getting their hands up, get in those passing lanes and disrupt that because they're not quite getting there to him before he gets the pass away. But if you can get your hands up in the passing lane, you can disrupt a lot of things.
Okay, they've got two. Let's see what they're going to do with their receivers. They send two far side. They'll bring two near side.
Timeout.
Dixon wants a timeout. And with that, we'll take one, too. A 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. And real quickly, some things I need to pass on to you. Tickets for the Lions Valdosta game on October the 11th at Martin Stadium will be sold according to Viking Athletic Department football ticket priority policy. Listen closely, folks, and I'll get this as we go along.
If you're a season ticket holder, you already got your tickets.
Well, but how you can get extra tickets
I got you.
Is on here, and it's going to be done a little bit different from last year.
We'll get that in the post game.
Three down linemen. Dixon, it's going to be third and 10. He drops back, looks, throws way downfield, and the catch made by the wide receiver at Viking territory as he split two defenders. Nothing we could do about it. He made an excellent catch.
He is down, though. The receiver is down.
On Monday, October the 7th, beginning at 5:30, Bill, the Viking Touchdown Club members can purchase according to their priority. These tickets will be sold at the Lyons High School Media Center.
That'll be on the...
That'll be Monday, and then the Viking Touchdown Club will follow at 7 in the media center. And season ticket holders, they purchase their number of season tickets they hold at Martin Stadium beginning at 7 p.m. on Monday night. However, they'll buy them at the ticket office.
All right, first down and 10 now for Brunswick with 11:34 as the clock will start here.
And they're down at our 44-yard line. Dixon gives it that big bruising fullback. We hit him as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get, I only thought he got a yard, but they're going to give him two.
Wow, yeah, he they gave him a little extra punch there. Vikings still lead 31-22. The clock running at 11:15 left in the ballgame. And somebody hit a light switch. Oh, it's on a timer. There we go.
It'll be second and eight.
We're good. Sorry, I thought it
just went dark. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, four-man front. Dixon, the quarterback, rolls this way. Tuck starts to run. And I give up. We had a block down here on the side. They ran him out of bounds at the 35, close to the first down. But our guy took a block again in the back and no call.
It's going to be very close to a first down. They're saying just short.
Be third and about half a yard. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. The quarterback. Quarterback keeper.
He didn't get
it. It's going to be close. It's
no, not even close. He didn't. This guy on this, the line judge on this side is giving him the 35. The line judge over here never gave him the 35-yard line. Fourth down.
They'll go for it.
On fourth down, let's see what we got. Fourth down, they're 2-for-3, and they're fixing to try another one.
They send three receivers far side, empty backfield. Look for the quarterback to run a quarterback draw right here. That's what I would do. He drops back, rolls, looks. Oh, got a man wide open for the first down. They swung one of those three receivers out behind the other two. He makes the catch for the first down. We bring him down, but it'll be first and 10 Brunswick down at our 32-yard line. 10:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 31-22.
Well, you know, of the penalties called tonight, has there been a hold and has there been a block in the back? I don't think
neither
so.
One.
Neither on either side.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Now we bring another man up on the line of scrimmage. Play action throws out. Again, little catch made at the 25. And he'll lose yardage as he runs back to about the 27-yard line. But, Bill, that's still good enough for about 6 yards. 6 or 7 yards.
Oh, no, again, that underneath, I'm sorry, Wes, that underneath receiver, we are not picking up out of the backfield.
Second and 6 as they got down to our 27-yard line. Trips to the far side. Their quarterback. Drops back, looks, lost the ball downfield, high end over end, gets touchdown Pirates. Just a little fade route, and it worked beautifully.
Again, the cornerback lost containment and just did not stay with the wide receiver.
They have pulled within 3, and they will go for 2.
Well, they have not attempted a kick. I don't know that their kicker just, they don't have confidence in him. They're going for 2 every time.
They are 2-for-3 on the night on their 2-point conversions. Dixon gives on the counter to the running back, and he's into the end zone. And they have cut it to 1, 31-30 with 9:29 to go here. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at Commercial Banking Company Press Box, as it looks like almost an onside kick. We recovered, Bill, out at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, the kicker, Jabori Williams, looked like he just topped the ball on the kick. It just kind of hopped off the tee. I thought it was the tee that had gone that far. But the Vikings front line heads up, falls on the ball about the 44-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings. 9:26. They lead 31-30. Or the Vikings lead 31-30. We need a long sustaining drive and get 6 here.
Arvin Berry at fullback. Dixon puts Jerome Daniels in motion. Gives it to Berry. The big fullback will only get about 2 yards as he gets up to about. They marked us down at the 45, so he'll get him the 46-and-a-half yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
Last drive for Brunswick, they ran 9 plays, went 68 yards, ran 2 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 27-yard touchdown pass to number 14, Leo Tercio. Vikings lead 31-30 with 9 minutes left to go in the ballgame.
Thank you, Taylor. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Anthony Robinson, the running back, far, wing back, far side. Jerome Daniels, near side. Arvin Berry at fullback. Double tight end. Pirates still in that seven-man front. Two linebackers, almost 9 guys within 8 yards. We give it to Daniels on the counter. By one man, two. Fights his way across the 50 into Pirate territory, down to their 48-yard line, where it will be 3rd and 3 from there.
Again, just hard-nosed football here by the Vikings, as they continue to just pop that line, trying to find the hole.
We had a 31-14 lead at one time, but two scores by the Pirates and two point conversions have closed it to 31-30.
It's third down. Vikings 3 of 7 now on third down conversions.
The ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball at the Brunswick 48-yard line. We've got to get to the 45. Dixon barks out signals. Pitches out to Brandon Roberts around the left side. Brandon has the first down as he fights his way down to the 42-yard line. They'll stop him there. Good job by Brandon Roberts. Took the pitch out, found the corner, and got us that much, much needed Vikings first down.
Yeah, the clock will stop on the movement of the chains. Once they set it, it'll run with 7:52 left in the game. Vikings still holding on to this 31-30 lead.
Ball on the far hash mark. Tied into our side, that is Christian Parker. Brunswick, 6 men up on that line of scrimmage. Walker corner up from the press box side. Dixon, under center. Gives it again to Brandon Roberts around the left side. Brandon down the sideline, tiptoes, they run him out of bounds somewhere around the 30-yard line. As he picks up, Bill, about 12 yards and another Viking first down, but that'll stop the clock with 7:27 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading by 1.
Yeah, with the out-of-bounds run that time, unlike college, that clock will not start once the chains are set.
Arvin Berry at fullback. Brandon Roberts.
Well, they wound it.
I guess they say.
I guess they do.
Alex Brown, the wing back on the far side. Ball on the far side of the field. They bring Alex Brown in motion to give it to Brown around the right side. Gets a block as he gets to the corner at the 30. Tries to split 2 defenders. They'll run him out of bounds at the 19-yard line. And that'll be enough for another Viking first down, Bill.
I really want to try and get that number. Who made that block? I think that's number 50, Malik Austin, who made that block. Now, I'll tell you, Brown... Or who made that run for us?
Alex Brandon. He's limping off the field.
Yeah, Alex was very patient. He waited on the block. As soon as it popped, he was around the corner.
Now our wing backs are Jerome Daniels and Anthony Robinson with Arvin Berry at the fullback. They've moved the ball on the near, right in front of the press box, on the near hash marks.
Clock had stopped. It went
because we ran out of bounds. They say we didn't run out of bounds over there.
Okay.
Double tight end. When we've got Anthony Robinson in motion, we give it to Berry, and Berry trips as he crosses the 20, and he'll get down about the 18. And he tripped over a Pirate defender's feet as he was on the ground. Inside 7 minutes to go now here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 31-30.
At the Brunswick 18 now.
Trey Jackson in at fullback. Pirates, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 men up on that line of scrimmage. 2 linebackers up tight. We're down, play clock down to 9 seconds. Dixon slides under center. Got a man in motion. And he gives it to Robinson around the right side. He's looking for a hole as he gets down inside to 15. It'll be 3rd, Bill, and about 5.
Yeah.
As we hit the 6-minute mark to go here in the ballgame.
That time, as Anthony Robinson was waiting on the block, it just kind of caught up to him that time. He couldn't get free once that block came out, and he was able to get around the corner.
3rd and 5. We need 7 most desperately right here. We've got to have seven. Trey Jackson stays in the backfield at fullback. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, we got Robinson in motion towards us. They bark, they jump. They jump.
That'll get you five. And we're real close, Wes. I'm not sure it's listed at third and five. Let's see where they mark it off at. Let's see, Marty, how close are we?
Marty can see it as he heads that way.
Guys, I'm not going down there to look, but it's going to be very, very close. And they're going to call it third and short, guys.
Yeah, I think you're right, but it gives us a much better shot at third and short.
I mean, we're looking at a length of the foot.
They're going to measure. No, they're not either. I thought they were going to measure. They're not.
We're got to get just to the other side of the nine, and they placed the ball on about the 9.5.
And we huddle for the first time that I remember.
Brian Bell comes in as a tight end. It's going to be a power formation.
The ball at the 9-yard line. Dixon takes the snap. Gives it to Arvin Berry. He gets hit, but he'll have the first down.
It's going to be very close. Very close.
New Brunswick is saying no.
He just got across the 10, guys. So, once again, it's going to be right back in the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
it's going to be fourth.
Yeah, you're right. Right back to where he was.
They don't have a kicker, obviously. They've gone 4-2 every time. So, 3 points really don't mean anything here. We need the seven.
And
they're going to measure. It's further away than it was the time before, though. I don't know that there needs to be a measurement.
You're right.
From the placement of the ball, it's even further from the 9 than it was on the last play.
It's going to be, I think, about a half a football length short. And they're going to stretch those chains out.
But because they don't have a kicker, a 1-point lead or a 4-point lead, really, they're both the same. You've got to get six here to go up a touchdown lead on them.
Yep. Grant Fagan, number 49, I saw him check in at one of the defensive end spots for the Brunswick Pirates.
He is a football player. He's proved it here tonight. We're at the 5-minute mark to go in the ball game, leading by one, 31-30. It is going to be fourth and a half a yard. The ball just outside the 9-yard line, just inside the 10. In fact, the nose of the football resting just inside the 10-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark here in front of the press box.
Clock running, under 5 minutes.
Dixon gets the play.
The play clock's down to 11.
To they're going to run the clock down and call timeout here, trying to get as low as they can.
And they do. That's what they do. We will take a 30-second break. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Folks, you can't cut this. You cannot cut the tension anymore. You couldn't cut it with a knife, a chainsaw, a machete, or whatever you wanted to cut it with. It is thick. 31-30. Dixon slides under center. Fourth and a half a yard. Waiting on the snap. Barksot signals. Gets it to Robinson around the left side. Anthony cuts inside. He has the first. No, is it going to be close? Oh, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. Marty, get us a look, buddy.
It's just short of the 9-yard line, so he is going to be short. It depends on how they place the ball on his foot, but it is going to be short, guys.
Waiting, the official looks over. And they're calling for the chains.
Yeah, it's about the same exact spot as it was the last play. Brunswick has held with two times now with a yard to go, and the Vikings not able to pick up the first down.
They're going to stretch them out. It is Brunswick football. It's going to be up to our defense. It's going to be up to the defense. 4:20 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead by one, 31-30. They'll set it down at the Pirate 9-yard line. We've got to figure out a way to stop this passing game, and we've got to do it right here. Dixon, Corey Dixon, the Pirate quarterback, standing at the five. Has two receivers far side. Brings it back in the backfield. He keeps it on quarterback keeper, slides down, There's a flag on the play. We got a legal procedure. Back them up five. Clock down to 4:18. So they'll go from the nine back to the four. It'll be first and 14. Viking fans, your heart's pounding, so is mine. 4:18 to go in the ball game. We're in a press box so I can do a little pacing, and I know you are too.
So back down to the five now, Wes.
Corey Dixon, the Pirate quarterback, standing on the goal line. We're in a four-man front. Two receivers far side. He drops back in the end zone, throws across the middle. We intercept the football. We have intercepted the football. It is Eric Hart. He's at the five. He heads towards the corner. He will score. Touchdown, Vikings.
Don't stop now. What a great turn of events as Eric Hart makes the interception, weaves in and out, gets the touchdown, and the Vikings are going to get the score here as they go up right now 37-30, and we line up for the extra point.
Eric Hart, bless your heart, buddy.
Overthrew it. An overthrow by the quarterback a little bit. Eric Hart was right there for it.
Guys, that Brian Bell finally got some pressure on the quarterback, too, and that's why he threw off his back foot and threw it high. So finally got some pressure in there. Good job, guys.
Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. John Belcher to hold. Thomas Culpepper to snap. And we got to call time because we don't have enough men on the field. And we do. We'll take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Glenn County Stadium, Brunswick, Georgia. Vikings looking to go up by eight. 4:06 to go here in the ballgame. Eric Hart just returned an interception for a score. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 4:06 to go in the ballgame. Vikings lead 38-30. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Nick Hart's kick sets it down on the far hash mark. High end over end kick. Brunswick receiver will pick it up at the 5. He's at the 10. The 15. There is a flag down at the 10-yard line. I'm not sure what that's about.
We might get that block in the back finally.
But let's go to Taylor Biddle for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
There wasn't really a drive. It was just a pick six for Eric Hart. 15 yards on the return. Vikings lead 38-30. 3 minutes and 59 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
And
guys, we're about to get our first block in the back call here. It was just way too obvious right in front of us, but they actually got it, so it's going to be half the distance to the goal. They should start back around the five.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they come all the way up here. So it looks like they're going to mark it off from the 22.
Yeah, I'm just not sure what they're doing out here either.
But now they go to the 10 and they mark it off 5 yards. So it'll be first and 10 for the Pirates from their 5-yard line. 3:59 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading by 8.
First and 15.
I mean, yeah, first and 10. Well, no, it'll be first and 10.
That's right, because they had gotten the, okay.
Yep. That was on the kickoff, so it'll be first and 10 from the 5-yard line. We are in a four-man front. Their quarterback standing in the goal line. He rolls, looks, we get a hand on. No, he drives. He's trying to scramble out, and he runs out of bounds about the 10, so he'll get about 5 yards on the carry. We almost had a hand on him in the end zone, Bill.
Yeah, another time, Brian Bell getting great pressure, just not able to quite get there and get it broken up, but he's definitely pushing him out of the pocket.
But that stops the clock with 3:51 to go. Second and 5, ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side. He rolls this way. Stop, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, almost had another pick as he threw behind the receiver. Stops the clock with 3:46 to go. 38-30 Vikings lead here, but only 3:46 to go in the ball game. That will be third, Bill, and about four.
Yeah, that time no defender was looking back, and I'd rather them pay attention to the receiver, not look back at the quarterback. But you're right, had they looked back, maybe they'd been able to pick that one off.
Dixon going from right to left on your radio dial for the Pirates. Play action. He's going to quarterback keeper. He's got the first down, Bill, as he gets across the 15 up to the 16-yard line. That'll stop the clock long enough to reset the chains.
His helmet came off. Yep, he's going to have to come out. Marty sees that. We do from here.
And they'll send in the backup quarterback, who didn't do too bad whenever he was in.
They're bringing in number 15 this time.
That is Wilson.
Is he going to play quarterback, though? Hold on. Eight is the quarterback.
Eight is the quarterback. That's Barber.
Morris Barber, right.
Okay, they got two receivers near side, single receiver far side, a man in the slot on the near side. Standing at the 10. He rolls this way. He's looking. Throws and overthrows the receiver at the 25. So it'll be second and 10 at the 16-yard line. Stops the clock with 3:29 to go here in the ball game. Again, Vikings leading 38-30. And they're going to leave him in at quarterback. And it looks like he'll go, nope, in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. We're in a four-man front. Standing at the 10. He drops straight back. Looks. Throws out in the flats. Oh, it overthrows the receiver at the 20-yard line. Wouldn't have mattered because he'd have got hit immediately. So it's going to be fourth and 10. But that would have been good for about 4 yards, Bill.
Well, I was looking down at Corey Dixon. They are still working on that helmet. And it doesn't appear that they've got it fixed yet.
So we are third and 10 from the 16-yard line. As they bring two receivers near side, a single receiver far side. Quarterback standing at the 10. Ball on the far hash mark. There's a ball snap. It's on the ground. It's on the ground. He picks it up in the end zone. We got a handle. He throws it out in the flat, and he throws it away, Bill. It'll be fourth down.
Good heads-up play by that quarterback because he was dead to rights in the end zone, and he found an open receiver, threw it over his head to get it thrown away, and that'll bring up fourth and 10.
Viking defenders, pay attention. Dixon is back in the ball game. Their quarterback, who's also the punter, pay attention. They're down by 8, 38-30, 3:18 to go here in the ball game. He's standing at the goal line. We're not putting anybody back. We're not putting anybody back. We're going to watch. This could be a very trick play. We're in a regular defense. Waiting on the snap. There it is. And he punts it. He pooches it. We're going to let it hit. It hits at the 50. Rolls across our 45. They will touch it and down it at our 42-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our 42. 3:09 to go in the ball game. We lead by 8, 38-30. The ball will be on the near hash mark, the one close to the press box. Vikings going from right to left on your from left to right on your radio dial. Now, we have got to go. We've got to get this offense out here. We need a couple of first downs. Need to burn some time off this clock. Don't put that ball back in their hands. Let's get out of Brunswick County, I mean out of Glenn County, out of here with a victory. We led 31-14 at one time. Here comes all those Vikings over to the press box side of the field. We've got Anthony Robinson, Jerome Daniels, Arvin Berry in the backfield. Colquitt won 17-14 over Tift. Colquitt will go to 2-0 in the region. Dixon with double tight ends, looking at a eight-man front. Puts Jerome Daniels in motion. He gives it to Arvin Berry, the fullback. The fullback will get a yard up to the 41-yard line. It'll be second and 9. Bill, they have stacked eight guys up on that line. It's inside 3 minutes now. 2:53 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 38-30. Look how tight they are up on the line, daring us to throw the ball. Just daring us to throw it. Dixon looks over, gets the play from the sidelines. They've not started the play clock yet, and we're down to 2:35. 22 seconds to go on the play clock. We can get it down to almost 2 minutes before we have to snap it. But it is a second and 9. Christian Parker tied in on our side.
Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Strong side left, Wes.
Strong side. That means a double tight end. Daniels in motion that way, and we give it to Barry over the left side. He runs. Nope.
Nope. What's the flag back here for?
I have no idea.
There was still 2 minutes left on the play clock, and he threw the flag. Or 2 seconds, excuse me.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
The side judge probably started his time before the official actually...
Dead ball.
The play clock had 2 seconds on it. He started his time, and the play clock is, I mean, that play clock is on the field, Wes.
Yes.
And I know that because the officials now, with these new play clocks, are insisting they have to have it on the field.
They got to get something right about that, though, because our quarterback and our coaches are watching the one on the scoreboard.
Exactly right. And Coach McPherson's almost out to the numbers.
There was 2 seconds when that ball was snapped.
Third now. That'll back it up, make it third and almost 15. Oh, I'm sorry, second and 15. Second and 15. Ball back at the 36. We got to get out to the, or second 14, we've got to get out to the 50.
Game clock not running here after this penalty. So the play clock down to 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To Anthony Robinson around the right side. Anthony will get a yard. It's going to be third and 13. We are now at the 2 minute mark. 2 minutes to go in this ball game. Third and 13. The 25 second play clock now has started. I know they're keeping this one up here in the press box because they've got two guys up here. And I saw the 25 second clock being kept up here.
It's supposed to be kept on the field.
It's down to 14 seconds. We're at a minute 30. 33.
At third and long, we need to get up and get the ball snapped here. 5, 4, 3.
And we're going to call a timeout.
2.
We don't have a timeout. We've got to take a delay of game. Delay of game. So instead of third and 13, it's going to be third and 18. A minute 21 to go.
Vikings now with 6 penalties for 26 yards. 2 of them here in this drive. Delay a game.
Dixon slides under center. Clock will not start until the snap. Gives it to Alex Brown around the left side. Alex looking for a hole. Trying to get outside. Nothing. Turns it up. And he will stay in bounds. And Brunswick will call timeout.
They still have their one timeout, and they use it.
And we'll take a 30-second break. Nope, we're going to keep it right here, Bill.
Go ahead.
Take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Marty Rogers, thank you for that equipment parts supply update. You're keeping us posted down there. Folks, it is 38-30. A minute 11 to go in the ball game. It is fourth and about 12. John Belcher will have to punt, standing at our 24-yard line. Brunswick will send their kick returner back to about the 30. Neither team has any timeouts left. He's standing at the 35. How critical is all of this right here? If you wanted a ball game, you should have been here tonight because we have one. High, high snap. Belcher, high, high, high kick. Signals fair catch. Makes the catch and falls down, and there's a flag, and they're going to get us for 15.
Fair catch interference.
They're going to get us for 15.
I mean, he didn't hit him, but he was in the way, and it bumped just a little bit as he's trying to get out of the way. The Viking defender holds his hands up saying, you know, I'm innocent, but
you've got to give him room.
You've got to give him room. You're exactly right.
Guys, y'all said that he bumped him. He actually didn't. He I don't know if there's a two-yard halo rule or what, but there was no contact there. He did jump back, but he was inside a yard there, you know, when he first got up to him. But he did jump back, hands up. But if there is a Of course, when he caught it, he was outside that mark, but he was inside it at one point. So well, I don't know the rule there, but
there isn't, Marty, halo rule in high school or college anymore. You've got to give the kick returner a chance to catch the football. If you don't, you mark it off, and it's 15 yards, and they'll take it almost all the way out to the 50.
Well, I've been fairly silent tonight about the officiating, but that one I would disagree with because he did not make contact. He jumped back, and he was 2 yards away from the ball when the guy caught it. Coach Mack's about to get another one, so hopefully he can get him back off the field.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply update. Here we go, folks. 1:05 to go in the ball game. Neither team has a timeout. Ball on the far hash mark at their 49-yard line. Dixon, the quarterback for the Pirates, drops back, looks downfield, starts to throw. We get a hand on him, throws downfield and incomplete, and there's a flag on the play.
And it's going to be way away from the play. Let's see what it is over here.
I'm not sure what we're going to have.
The flag's on our side.
We've got an eligible downfield. Back it up 5 yards.
So, illegal man downfield for Brunswick. That'll march it back. The clock now down to 58 seconds. Vikings leading 38-3.
That is loss of down, too, isn't it, guys?
Nope. No replay first down.
Okay.
Used to be, but it's not anymore. That's Marty Rogers down on the sidelines with equipment parts supply. So it'll be 1st and 15 back at the 44. 58 seconds to go. Vikings leading 38-30. It is Pirate football on their side of the field, going from right to left on your radio dial. We are in a three-man front. They've got three receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're showing blitz off the far corner. We come. They pick it up. He starts to scramble. We're chasing him. Chucks the ball, trying to get outside, and he gets over into Viking territory as he runs out of bounds at the 48-yard line. So it will now be 2nd and 7 at the 48. Took 50 seconds. There's still 50 seconds left on the clock. But more importantly, it stops the clock. Pirates quickly to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Come on, guys, pay attention. Pay attention, Viking defense. Their quarterback takes a snap, drops straight back, looks way downfield and overthrows everybody. That'll stop the clock with 44 seconds to go, and it will be 3rd down, be 3rd and 7 with 44 seconds to go. Vikings leading 38-30. We will be at home next Friday night when the Wildcats come to town. Of course, they're off tonight. Was here scouting this game. 3rd and 7. Their quarterback rolls right, looks, throws downfield, catch made for the first down. Still on his feet as he gets down to about the 28-yard line.
That's a defensive mismatch. You cannot put a defensive end out on that back coming out. Defensively, we've got to be smarter and figure out where we've got to be defensively.
They set the chains, and they wind the clock. 30 seconds to go. Rolls left, look, touch the ball, trying to find some place to go, throws it, and they run out of bounds. He gets out of bounds at the 20 and a half yard line with 24 seconds to go. That's about a 6-7 yard pass play, but they've done what they want to do, which was stop the clock. None of us have any timeouts left. 24 seconds to go. We're up by 8. They're playing on the near hash mark. Pirates going from right to left on your radio dial. Trip receivers to the far side of the field. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield. He drops back. He looks. Starts to scramble. Throws out underneath. We hit him back, and he goes down. And he'll actually lose 2 yards. Back to the 25. Clock's running, 14, 13, 12, 10. He quickly takes the ball, and he spikes it with 6 seconds to go. It will be 4th down, and there's a flag, Bill.
Let's see, probably an illegal formation. Let's see what it is.
Caught us trying to run a player off the field, and he didn't get off when the ball was snapped.
Who was, Marty?
On the field when the ball was snapped.
Who was?
Who was? Which side? Couldn't hear, Marty, whether that was the Vikings or Brunswick.
Vikings player never made it up
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, go ahead, Dale.
We had a guy running off the field when the ball was snapped, and he didn't make it off in time.
Yeah, Lowndes did. Okay, we didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They'll mark off 5 yards.
Why would we substitute?
A 5-yard penalty. 6 seconds to go. And
38-30.
Now, Bill. Okay, he spiked the ball. So it's actually third and about half a yard. Three receivers near side, two far side. Empty backfield, three-man rush for our Vikings.
We lead by 8. Vikings do.
There's a snap. Drops back. Looks, nothing there. 3, 2, 1. Throws toward the end zone. And that's the ball game. Vikings win. Ho, ho. Vikings hold on and win here at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia, 38-30. We put a lot of pressure on him. Great coverage by our defensive back. Golly, they just held and held and held. We put a lot of pressure on their quarterback, and he did have no choice but to throw that ball away. But what a ball game we have had here tonight in Brunswick, Georgia. I am totally wore out and exhausted. Marty will have Coach Mack just as soon as they get through shaking hands with everybody.
In the meantime, let's take a quick 2-minute break. Vikings win 38-30. We'll be right back.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Glenn County Stadium. Vikings win 38-30 to go to 4-2 on the year. More importantly, 1-1 in the region. And Marty, just as soon as you get Coach Mack, you let me know, and we'll go downstairs. We'll go downstairs to you. It has been a heck of a ball game.
Hey, guys, hear me? Go, hey. All right, great win. I know you. I know a lot of emotion sidelines. You got to be proud of this team.
You know, Brunswick and their team, man. I mean, you got to congratulate them too. They got a fine team. You know, they're really good offensively. The quarterback, but our kids played really well. We gave up some big plays on defense. That's a concern. You know, double passes. But I tell you, you know, I'm very proud of the team after last week. You know, I think we can build on this.
Yeah. Coach, they never gave up, and I know that you'll enjoy this one for a little while, but then you'll turn to next week, and we'll hopefully see you two tonight. This is real classic.
All right, man.
Guy, obviously very excited. You can tell he's a little talkative. He was glad to get this big needed win.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coaches interview. Now to our Page Heating and Air post-game stats tonight. First downs tonight, Brunswick had 19 first downs. Lowndes had 23. Rushing attempts, Brunswick had 31 attempts for 122 yards. Vikings had 49 attempts for 359 yards. Passing tonight, Brunswick was 19 of 37 for 340 yards passing. They did throw one interception. Vikings were 3 of 6 passing for 84 yards. We did throw one interception as well. Total plays tonight, the Vikings ran 55 plays for 443 yards.
David.
Yes.
I hate to interrupt you, but I'm standing here with a couple seniors that had a big night tonight we talked about. But we got Brian Rowe, Curtis Harger, two of our offensive linemen. Guys, great night. How was it to get back on the winning track?
Felt good. Just came out and played our game. Get a good start for next week. We got a big game next week.
Curtis, the game ain't even barely over with, and he's already talking about next week. You already thinking about next week, too?
Yes, sir.
Well, guys, good job tonight. Keep up the good work. Y'all have a good week this week. We'll see you Friday night.
Thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring player interview. Back to the Page Heating and Air post-game stats report. Total plays tonight, the Vikings ran 55 plays for 443 yards. The Brunswick Pirates ran 68 plays for 462 yards. Brunswick averaged 6.8 yards per play. Vikings averaged 8.1 per play. Brunswick did not fumble tonight. Vikings fumbled 3 times, losing 1 of them. Penalties tonight, the Vikings were penalized 7 times for 31 yards. Brunswick was penalized 10 times for 90 yards. Kick returns tonight, Brunswick had 3 kick returns for 59 yards. Vikings had 5 kick returns for 80 yards. Interception returns, Vikings had 1 interception.
returned for 15-yard touchdown by Eric Hart. Brunswick had one interception that was not returned. Time of possession tonight, Vikings had the ball for 29 minutes and 40 seconds. Brunswick had the ball for 18 minutes and 19 seconds. Third down conversions, Vikings were 4 of 10, Brunswick was 5 of 16. Fourth down conversions, Brunswick was 3 of 4 on fourth down, Vikings were 0 of 1 on fourth down. Sacks tonight, Vikings were not sacked tonight. Brunswick was sacked 2 times for 3-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight for the Vikings, Jerome Daniels with 80 yards, Brandon Roberts with 78 yards, Anthony Robinson with 72 yards. Receiving tonight, Malik Roberts was our big receiver tonight with 65 yards. He had 2 receptions and 1 touchdown. Christian Parker had 1 reception for 19 yards. That is your Page Heating and Air post-game stats. Vikings do win the ball game, 38 to 30 in Brunswick.
Thank you, Taylor. And I want to remind everybody, Loudside, Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you in part by Deloach Body Works at Cheddar's on Norman Drive this Tuesday night at 6:45. You want to be there early, get yourself a good seat as we get ready for Wintersville Classic. Now, Viking fans, if you're listening, please pay close attention. On Monday, October the 7th at 5:30, the Viking Touchdown Club members may purchase according to their priority. These tickets will be sold at the Lowndes High School Media Center, and the Viking Touchdown Club will meet at 7 p.m. Viking season ticket holders may purchase the number of season tickets they hold at Martin Stadium beginning at 7 p.m. on Monday night, October the 7th. These tickets may be purchased from the ticket office located at the Board of Education Annex on Norman Drive. Due to high demand for tickets, notes from the Touchdown Club members and season ticket holders allowing others to claim their tickets will not be accepted. This does not apply to immediate family members. This is a change in the ticket priority policy from previous years. By moving the purchase of tickets by season ticket holders to Monday night, we hope to better serve our fans by not requiring them to wait in line during a work day. No one will be allowed onto Board of Education property to wait in line for tickets until after 4:30 p.m. on Monday afternoon. Any remaining tickets will go on sale to the general public on Wednesday morning beginning at 7 a.m. There will be a limit of 8 tickets per person on Wednesday. These tickets may be purchased from the ticket office located in the Board of Education Annex on Norman Drive. The ticket office will be closed on Tuesday. Tailgating. Listen up, you tailgaters. The gates to Lowndes High School campus will not be open to fans until 3:30 p.m. on Friday. The campus will not be open to fans until 3:30 p.m. on Friday. Tailgaters and those wishing to line up may not come on to Board of Education property until after 9 a.m. on Friday morning. At no time can any vehicle or tailgating items, chairs, grills, etc., be placed or parked on any asphalt drive or parking area prior to 3:30 p.m. No tailgating activity can impede the flow of traffic during the day on Friday. There you have it. And Vikings win 38-30. We go to 4-2 on the year. More importantly, 1-1 in the region. Wintersville Classic, Bob Basta comes to the house next Friday night.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Time to say goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes, been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, and Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.